Elizabeth Esty, always wonderful to hear from you, Congresswoman, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District, in office since 2013, and one of my personal favorites, if I may say so. I guess the first question I want to ask you is what's on everybody's lips, and I know it's going to be on our news today. Here it is. What about the ethics mess?
Oh, my goodness. What craziness. Well, first and foremost, Happy New Year, Alan. Always great to be on with you. And exciting. And I think today we're seeing the unpredictable nature of the election last fall carries through to what's going to be a hot topic this morning, which is that late last night, unbeknownst to leadership on the Republican side, one of the chairmen, Goodlatte, proposed and managed to pass an amendment to the rules, which will be considered on the floor today, and that amendment would abolish the independent ethics office in the Congress. I think it's a terrible idea, and in fact, it's such a terrible idea that President-elect Trump himself tweeted this morning saying he thought this was a bad idea.
So what's up? Why are they doing it?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, many of the people who voted in favor are people who have been on the receiving end of ethics investigations, so that tells you something, number one. The ostensible theory is that, gee, there's already a bipartisan ethics committee of the Congress that is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. And Chairman Goodlatte and others saying we want, quote, transparency and accountability. I guess if you use words like that, you can then put any old rule up there, and that's supposed to cover a multitude of sins. But the reality is that every branch of government on the agency side has an independent investigatory arm. They've got offices of the inspector general or the equivalent. Those are independent, and they are charged with investigating ethics complaints. And because there had been so many problems, and really the Office of Congressional Ethics grew out of the Abramoff scandal, that infamous scandal that tarnished so many in Congress and the Capitol itself, that then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others pushed through in 2008 the establishment of an independent Office of Congressional Ethics, and with a very clear responsibility of saying we should be able to investigate all kinds of things, and then push and refer over to the Ethics Committee in areas where we think there's substance and ought to be pursued. I think it's tremendously important. I think this is a terrible idea, and I certainly will not be supporting it.
Are you convinced that the existing agency charged with ethics, looking into ethics violations, has done enough themselves?
You know, I don't know. I think that remains an open question, whether they've done enough. I don't think the answer is to get rid of them, though. You may say you should beef them up, but that's the opposite of what they're talking about doing now. We've seen agents, you know, we've seen other, quote, bipartisan panels deadlocked. That's what's happened, for example, with the Elections Commission, which has been deadlocked and can't get anything done. It's very hard to get any ethics complaints really processed through Congress itself. It's the classic, the fox is guarding the hen house. If you leave only members of Congress in charge of investigating each other, I just think it's very important to have an independent office that does some of that investigating and is able to dig deeply without worrying about political implications for themselves. So I do think it's important to have an independent arm that does some of that. And then they still refer over to the committee and proceed from there.
How about anonymity? People who bring these complaints are assured, as we do with police departments when somebody gives them a tip, that they can be anonymous. And one of the arguments against allowing this to continue is, as you said before, transparency.
Sure. I think we all have some concerns about whether final action should be taken on anonymous complaints. But the Office of Congressional Ethics doesn't take final action. It doesn't impose sanctions. It does referrals. And I think that's a really important distinction because, again, the culture of Washington is such that there is enormous weight put on, you know, protecting the member of Congress. Enormous weight putting on protecting the member of Congress. And so people are very reluctant to come forward. They're very afraid of retribution. So that is why they decided to establish a procedure that anonymous complaints could be investigated. That's enough to start something. It doesn't mean it goes anywhere.
So every
doesn't
time
mean it goes anywhere. There's a big difference.
So every time we see, you know, that Representative Jefferson or somebody like that is charged with putting his money in his freezer.
That was a rather famous one. The wasn't 110,000 in the freezer. I can't remember, wrapped up.
Right.
Mine is just dried out peas. I'm sorry to say, in my freezer.
Yeah, I. Well, it's a long story. So anyway, where is this going? Because what this will mean is that in order for this to pass, the Democrats. And some people will be hearing this after the fact, but the Democrats and the Republicans enough Democrats will have to vote for it, and enough Republicans who don't want to be embarrassed, who are in close races and don't want this remembered, will have to vote against it.
Well, to be honest, Alan, I don't think it was reported what the final vote was. It was contested. And I know that the reports are that Paul Ryan spoke against it, argued that he thought it was a bad idea. It passed, but I don't think it passed by a huge margin. I'm going to try to find out while we're on the phone to see if we can find out if there were enough votes against it that if all the Democrats vote against and the Republicans who opposed it in their conference last night, if that would be enough to take the rule down. I think it is a terrible idea. Okay, I've just gotten numbers here, hot off the presses. So 74 Republicans voted against the abolition of the Office of Congressional Ethics.
Wow.
So 74 of them plus the House members is enough to kill it.
Yes.
If they then turn around and vote against it now. It's one thing to vote against it as an amendment. It's a different thing to vote against the entire package. So we'll see.
And of course, there are Democrats who aren't fans of the ethics operation either.
Oh, absolutely. No, there certainly are people who have concerns about that. But you know, I would say until this latest sort of bombshell last night, the big topic of conversation has been the proposal to sanction members of Congress for taking photographs or live streaming from the floor.